Do you mind if we pray one more time?
Oh, go ahead.
God, we thank you for your word.
我们的主，我们谢谢你的话语。
Lord, we pray that we would be like Sam and be in love with you, God, not just having a knowledge about you, Lord, but we pray that you would get into our hearts today, God.
哦，主啊，我们真是愿意向你祷告，我们求你，我们愿意像属灵弟兄那样的爱你。
So God, we ask that you will teach us how to love you, Lord.
我们求你教导我们怎样爱你。
As we look to what Jesus has done, let us fall more in love with you.
哦，就好像耶稣为我们所成就的这一切。Amen. Amen.
So today I want to talk about what do you do when you're falling out of love with God.
今天我想讨论的是，当你在神的爱之外，你怎么办？
For me, sometimes whenever I'm falling out in love with God, I just try to muster up love for Him.
如果我在神的没有感到神的爱，我就会有这种失落。
I feel like the problem is on me.
我觉得这个问题在于我。
And it's my responsibility to try and love God as much as I can.
我觉得这是我的责任去爱我们的神。
But the scriptures say that we love God because He first loved us.
但是经上告诉我们，我们爱神是因为他先爱了我们。
So today we're going to look at what Jesus has done and fall more in love with God.
今天我们要说的是，耶稣为我们，他怎样的爱我们，我们怎样更多的爱他。
And I love what Sam talked about in his testimony.
我非常喜欢佩恩今天在他的见证里面所说的。
And how he had a friend that shared the love of God with him.
他有这样一个朋友和他分享他的见证。
And then he began to share the love of God with his friends.
他也和他的朋友去分享他对神的爱。
It's hard for Christians a lot of times to share their faith with other people.
对于一个基督徒来说，有的时候分享他们对神的见证是一件困难的事情。
If you're like me, sometimes I make spiritual goals.
如果你像我一样，有的时候我给我自己立下属灵的目标。
To share my faith with a certain number of people.
把我的信仰和别人分享。
But Jesus taught that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
但是耶稣他教导我们，我们的心里面要被充满，在我们所说话的时候。
And if you have something that you love and hold dearly in your heart, it's not hard to talk about.
如果在你的心里面充满了这样的爱，是不难和别人去讨论的。
If you know me, I love coffee and rock climbing.
Rock climbing?
Rock climbing.
如果你像我一样，我很喜欢咖啡，我也很喜欢攀岩活动。
And I love to be outside.
我很喜欢户外活动。
And I talk about those things all the time. If you ever have a conversation with me, I'm probably going to bring up coffee or rock climbing or doing something outside.
如果你要想跟我讨论这些事情的话，我是非常容易的。我们可能会带上这个咖啡，我们到外面去，我们可以讨论这些事情，整天讨论这些事情。
Because out of the overflow of my heart, my mouth is speaking.
因为我的心里面充满这些事情，我的嘴巴就会这样说。
And you all have things that you love.
你们都有你们所爱的事情。
Like Chris Gilpin, he loves fishing. If you know Chris Gilpin, he loves to fish.
像Chris，他喜欢钓鱼。
And he will talk about fishing all the time.
他可以跟你整天的讨论钓鱼的事情。
Sometimes so much that I just want him to stop talking about fishing.
所以讨论，有时候他会说的如此之多，我会让他希望他能够少说一点。
And you probably know someone like this.
或许你肯定会碰到这样的人。
Or for you, you might have something that you love that you can't stop talking about.
对你来说也是一样，你对一些你喜欢的，你也会止不住的就要讨论这些事情。
It could be a sports team.
可能是一个运动队。
It could be your kids.
或许是你的孩子。
It could be a hobby that you have.
或许是你所喜欢的一个爱好。
But you don't have to work really hard to talk about those things.
但是你真的是不需要很努力的来讨论这些事情。
They just come out naturally.
它就是很自然的就出来了。
So I think the remedy to our problem is that we need to fall more in love with Jesus.
对，回到我们的话题，我是说，我觉得我们应该在我们的心里面有对神更多的爱。
And as we fall more in love with Him, we'll begin to talk about Him more.
当我们在心里面有更多爱的时候，我们就会自然而然的更多的讨来和别人说有关于神的事情。
And there is good news for you today.
今天有一个好消息。
You don't have to muster up love for God in your heart.
你不需要在心里面来强迫自己有这样的一个爱。
All you need to do is look at what Jesus has done.
你所要做的，你就是要看耶稣在他所为你所成就的。
And he is so good that you can't help but fall in love with him.
他是如此之美好，你禁不住就要去爱他。
So I'm going to tell a very embarrassing story about myself before we get into the sermon.
在这之前，我要给大家分享一个我的一个尴尬的一个经历。
It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
这是我所碰到过的最尴尬的一件事情。
So every summer, we take our youth group to a camp called Love at Work.
每年夏天我都会带我们的youth group 去这个
Love at Work.
Love at Work.
Mm-hmm. And what we do there is we go and we work on people's houses and who are in poverty.
我们去那儿，我们去。帮助别人。
And all the middle schoolers and high schoolers, they go up on roofs and they tear the roofs off and they put new roofs on.
那些中学生们，他们爬到人的房顶上，把那些屋顶拉下来，旧的屋顶拉下来，换上新的屋顶。
And they get disgustingly sweaty.
这个工作是一件非常非常糟糕的一个工作，
非
常脏的工作。非常脏，非常脏。
I work with a lot of middle school students.
我和很多中学生都有过一起工作的经验。
And middle school students are already gross.
中学生他们是比较脏的。
And when they go to Love at Work, it reaches a whole new level.
当他们去这个营地的这个营地的时候，这个就到了一个新的水平，新的高度。
So I was on staff at Love at Work, and I was helping run the camp.
我是在这个营地，帮助经营这个活动。
My job was to make sure everyone had supplies so the job could get done.
我的工作是负责让个人都有他们所需要的，所以确保这个工作可以顺利进行。
So I drive from work site to work site and make sure they had what they needed.
所以我从一个工地到另外一个工地，确保他们每个人都有自己所需要的工具。
And I got to this one site.
我到了这样一个工地。
And they were doing a metal roof. I'll never forget this day.
他们正在换一个金属的屋顶。
And the people were sweating. They were dirty.
他们汗流满面，浑身非常的脏。
They smelled really bad.
臭不可闻。
And I had been running around all day, and I was very thirsty.
我在外面跑了一整天，我也非常的渴。
So what this group was doing that I didn't know because I had not been at their site.
这个营地，他们这个群，他们做了这样一件事情，但是我并不知道，因为我一直在外面。
When they became very sweaty or dirty.
当他们非常流了很多汗，非常脏的时候。
They would take rags and they would wipe their sweat off. And wipe the dirt off.
他们就会用那些破的地毯，把身上的汗给擦掉。
And then they dip those rags into a Gatorade cooler.
他们把那些破布浸到那个 Gatorade 就是那个饮料的那个瓶子里面去。
And they'd wring out all the sweat and dirt.
他们把所有的这个拧把那些所有的汗给拧出来。
And they get the rag nice and cold.
然后这块破布就很干净了。
And they'd hand it off to the next gross, sweaty person.
他们把这个就给递给下一个，汗流满面、浑身很脏的一个。
So I drive up to the site and I'm very thirsty.
所以我去了这个工地，当时我非常的渴。
And I think, oh great, a Gatorade cooler full of cold water.
我看见这个 Gatorade 的这个饮料在那儿。
And no one sees me do this.
别人都没有看见。
And I walk over and I fill my water bottle up.
所以我就走过去，我就把这个 Gatorade 的这个饮料把它倒到我的瓶子里面去。
With what I think is normal water.
我以为它就是普通的饮料。
And it looked kind of funny.
看上去很可笑。
But I was very thirsty.
但是我真的是很渴。
So I began drinking this water, and as it hit my mouth, I realized something had gone terribly wrong.
所以我就开始，我把它倒到我的嘴巴里面开始喝，一直到我喝到嘴巴里面的时候，我才意识到有一些事情不对，不太对劲。
It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
这是我生平遇见最糟糕的一件事情。
Because I tasted how a locker room smells.
因为我就感到了这个味道，就像是我们在那个休息室里面的那个味道。
And my stomach felt bad for weeks.
我的胃难受了好几个礼拜。
It was so disgusting that I wanted to make myself throw up, but I couldn't.
因为这太难受了，我希望能够把它吐出来，但是我吐不出来。
It was the grossest thing that's ever happened to me.
这是我所碰到过的最糟糕的一件事情。
That's going to tie into the scriptures.
现在我们开始讲圣经的事情。
So read with me in John chapter 2, verse 1.
下面我们开始读约翰福音二章。
And Jesus goes to a wedding. John chapter 2 verse 1. It says, On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
在第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴宴。
And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me?"
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？
My hour has not yet come.
我的时候还没有到。
If I talk to my mom that way, she would probably slap me.
如果我要跟我妈妈这样说的话，她可能会扇我一巴掌。
I come from a southern family, and that would be very disrespectful to my mom.
我从一个南方家庭长大，如果我这样说的话，这是对父母非常不尊敬的。
But that's not what Jesus was doing. He was not being disrespectful.
但是这不是耶稣所做的，他当时并不是要不尊敬。
The first thing I want to point out is that Jesus was invited to the wedding and all his disciples went with him.
我要指出的第一件事情是耶稣他被邀请去这个宴席，而且他所有的门徒也同去了。
So Jesus was a fun guy. He's the kind of person you would want to have at your wedding.
所以耶稣他是一个很有吸引力的人，他是一个你希望在你的婚礼上出现的人。
Sometimes I forget to love people where I'm at.
有的时候我会忘记去爱一些我认识的人。
But that's not how Jesus and his disciples were. They were fun people to be around. They were enjoyable people.
但是耶稣和他的门徒，他们是非常有吸引力的人，人家愿意邀请他们。
So they were at the wedding and they ran out of wine.
他们在这样这个婚礼上酒用完了。
And Jesus' mother came up to him and said, "Jesus, we have a problem. We're out of wine."
所以耶稣的母亲就走到他跟前，对他说：“我们有一个问题，我们的酒用完了。”
And Jesus says, "What does your concern have to do with me? My time has not yet come."
所以耶稣就对他说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”
Jesus didn't leave heaven to make sure everyone had enough wine.
耶稣他并不是要确认每个人都已经没有酒了。
But that's how some of us treat Jesus.
但是那是其他的人，他们对待那样对待耶稣。
We just want him to give us what we want.
我们就是只是想要他给我们提供所要的，我们所需求的。
But Jesus says, "My time has not yet come." That's not what I'm here to do.
但是耶稣说，我的时候还没有到，我并还没有准要做这些事情。
Because Jesus did something incredible for all of us.
因为耶稣为我们成就了一件非常奇妙的事。
And we're going to read about what that is.
我们将会来读这是什么。
So read with me in verse 5.
第五节。
His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
And this is where it gets nasty.
这是这个。
Gross.
这是在。我们看到也会变得很不容易的一个地方。
You'll feel my pain.
你就会感受到我的痛苦。
So as now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每一口可以盛两三桶水。
There were water containers.
他们是放水的容器。
And what the Jews would do before they ate, they would get really dirty. They didn't have white collar jobs in Jesus' day.
在当时，他们犹太人的规矩在饭前一定要洗手，因为当时因为他们的手，如果很脏，他们不像我们现在有白领工作的这样的工作。
The people worked very hard and they got very dirty.
他们在户外工作会弄得非常脏。
Many of them were farmers or fishermen.
很多人是农夫和渔夫。
They didn't have engineers or teachers or lawyers. People worked hard for the money.
他们没有工程师，没有教师，没有律师，他们要在户外要非常辛苦的劳作。
So before they ate, they would wash themselves in these water pots.
所以在他们吃饭之前，他们要洗手。
Does that sound familiar?
这是不是好像很熟悉？
These water pots were gross.
这些洗手的容器是很脏的。
There wasn't running water. They would just wash the filth off, and it would stay in the water pots.
他们不是流水，他们是就是放在瓶子里的水在里面洗了。
And everyone at the wedding came, and they washed themselves in the water pots.
所有的人。所有参加婚礼的人都在那个缸里面洗手。
It sounds a lot to me like love at work.
对我来说，这看上去好像很熟悉。
And what I believe Jesus is doing in this miracle is pointing to something heavenly that happened for us.
对我，在我看来，这件事情，它实际上是印象了、反映了在天上发生的一件事情。
It's what Jesus.Did he came to earth to reveal heavenly things to us?
这是耶稣他从天上降下来，他把天上的事情向我们显明。
He came to reveal who God is to us.
他向我们显明谁是神。
He came to reveal the love and forgiveness of God to us.
他向我们显明神的爱，神的原谅。
He didn't come to make wine.
他不是来做酒的。
He came to teach us about heaven.
他来是教导我们关于天上的事。
So there was a bunch of gross water.
所以现在我们这有好几缸很脏的水。
So read with me in verse 7.
我们读第七节。
Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water."
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水。
And they filled them up to the brim.
他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
And he said to them, "Draw some out now, and take it to the master of the feast."
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的。
And they took it.
他们就送了去。
Verse 9, when the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine,
管宴席的尝了那水边的酒，
and did not know where it came from,
并不知道从哪里来的。
But the servants who had drawn the water knew where it came from.
只有舀水的佣人知道。
The master of the feast called the bridegroom.
管宴席的便叫新郎来。
If I was this servant, I would be freaking out right now.
如果我是那个佣人的话，我现在肯定已经吓坏了。
He didn't know there was wine in the water pots.
他并不知道那个缸里面已经是酒了。
He had probably watched everyone come and wash their filth into the water pots.
他大概看到了所有的人都在那个缸里面洗了手。
So imagine you bringing gross, dirty sweat water to your boss.
所以你想象一下，如果你带着把这些很脏的水把它送进去，送给你的老板。
I don't know if I would have done it.
我不知道我会不会这样做。
But it says that the servant took in faith what Jesus had given him, and he presented it to the master of the feast.
在经上说，这个佣人就把这个水，耶稣给他的水，就送了进去。
And he obeyed Jesus.
他顺从了耶稣的教导。
And I think what Jesus is doing here is showing us something heavenly through this teaching.
我们在这里可以看到耶稣教导我们一些有关于天上的事情。
And we are the servant in this story.
我们是他的仆人。
And the thing you need to know,
你也应该知道,
is at the end of our lives, we're going to have to meet the master of the feast.
在我们生命结束的时候，我们要会再次见到他。
We're going to have to go to our master.
我们要会见到我们的主人。
And we're going to have to present to him what is in our cup.
我们要把我们杯里面，我们的缸里面所有的要献给他。
And I think it's interesting that the servants took the water from ceremonial water pots.
我觉得这很有意思。这个佣人他把洗手缸里面的水带了进去。
And it symbolizes the works of the law and the Jews trying to make themselves right with God.
这当时在他有一个属灵的意义，他是象征着犹太人在当时希望通过这样的清洗能够与神能够和好。
And one day we're going to have to face God with what is in our cup.
我们有一天也要这样做。
And what's in your cup? It's either going to be your filthiness and your wretchedness.
在我们要带着这样我们的杯去见我们的主，在我们的杯里面，我们有的是我们的肮脏。
It's going to be you working your way to God and giving your cup of work to God. It's going to not be good enough.
我们把我们的杯带到主的面前的时候，那个杯是我们一路所工作的杯，它在神的面前是不够好的。
Or you're going to have a cup of what Jesus has given you.
或者另外一条路选择是你可以献上耶稣给你的这个杯。
And the thing about it is our righteousness always falls short.
我们的义总是不够的。
And us working our way to God, a lot of times I think, as long as I'm good as the next guy, then God will be happy with me.
当我们在努力的来做我们的义的时候，我们所能做的就是，哦，我比我们边上这个人更好一点。
But what Jesus is showing us in this story,
但是在这个故事里面，耶稣教导我们这样一个道理。
Is that if we go to God and give him what is in our cup,
如果我们在我们去向我们的神，见我们的神的时候，我们向他献上我们的杯的时候，
We're going to fall miserably short.
我们会有很多很多的亏欠。
And it's going to be repulsive to God.
神是是不可以接受的。
And if you give God your cup of righteousness, the way that you worked your way to him, he's going to spit it out. It's going to disgust him.
如果我们把我们所行的义这样的一个杯献给他，神他就会把它吐出来，把它扔掉。
And if I go to God with my cup of the righteousness that I've earned, it's going to disgust him.
如果我来到神的面前，我把用我自己靠我自己所行的义得的杯献给他，神一定会厌弃。
Because all of us have filthy things in our cup.
因为在我们的杯里面都有着肮脏。
Many of us have addictions in our cup.
在我很多人在他们的杯里面有，有像吸毒这样的这样的。
We have bitterness in our cup.
有苦毒。
We have all these sins that we tried to wash ourselves from.
所有这些我们希望从我们身上能够洗下来的东西。
You might have sexual immorality in your cup.
在你的
sexual immorality. You might have committed the sin of sexual immorality.
在你的杯里面或许有有淫荡。
And those things don't just go away on their own.
这些事情他们并会自己就消失掉。
And no matter how hard you try and clean yourself up,
不管你
your sins are still there.
不管你怎么样努力的去清洗你自己，这个罪还在那儿。
And if you gave the cup of your life to God,
如果你把你这样生命的杯献给神，
it would repulse him.
神只能得到神的厌弃。
But let's look and see what happens in the story.
让我们来看在这个故事里面发生了什么。
Because of what Jesus has done, there's good news for you and me.
因为耶稣他所为我们所成就的，
Because of his cross.
因为他在十字架上钉死。
You don't have to face God with what is in your cup.
我们不需要用我们的杯来去面对神。
You can have a cup that is transformed.
你可以有这样一个已经被改变了的杯。
You don't have to face God with your gross sweat water.
你不用面对神的时候献上你自己这样肮脏的杯。
Because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
因为在十字架上的耶稣。
You can have something new in your cup.
你可以在你的杯里面有一些新的。
And he can transform what you have done into his righteousness.
他可以把你所行的变成他的义。
And that is something that can only happen as you take in faith what Jesus has given you.
这样的事情只有在你信他所为你成就的事情才能够发生。
Read with me in verse 10.
我们来读第十节。
It says, and he said to him,
对他说,
every man at the beginning sets out the good wine.
人都是先摆上好酒。
And when the guests have well drunk,
等客喝足了,
then the inferior.
才摆上次的。
You have kept the good wine until now.
你倒把好酒留到如今。
This is the beginning of the signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的。
And manifested his glory.
显出他的荣耀来。
And his disciples believed in him.
他的门徒就信他了。
And after this, he went down to Capernaum.
在此之后。
He, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples.
耶稣和他的母亲和门徒。
And they did not stay there many days.
他们下到加百农，在那里住了不多几日。
The master of the feast tasted what the servant had in his cup that Jesus gave him.
那个管宴席的尝了佣人递给他的耶稣所变的酒。
And he was satisfied.
他非常的满意。
So what are you going to present to God in your cup?
那么在你去见神的时候，你要献上什么样的一个杯？
On the day that you die, what do you have in your cup?
在你去见神，你死的那一天，你去见神的那一天，你的杯里面有什么？
Are you going to face him with a cup of your righteousness and your righteous works?
你是要用面对他的时候要献上你自己的义。
Or are you going to face him with a cup of Jesus' blood?
还是你要献上由耶稣的宝血所成就的义。
Because on the cross a great transformation happened.
因为在十字架上一个很奇妙的改变发生了。
And this is what Jesus has done.
这就是我们的主耶稣所成就的。
He took our sin upon the cross.
他把我们的罪放到了钉在了十字架上。
And an exchange was made.
他做了这样的交换。
So that I don't have to go to God and give him a cup of my righteousness.
所以我们就不需要在面对神的时候对神献上我们自己的义杯。
And you don't have to face God with a cup of your righteousness.
你就不需要面对神，用你自己的杯来面对神。
But if you put your faith in what Jesus has done on the cross,
但是如果你把你的信放在耶稣为我们所成就的，
you accept that exchange that Jesus made.
你接受耶稣为我们所交换的，
that he took our sin.
他把我们的罪都带走，
and he gave us his righteous blood.
他把他的义换给我们，
and he lived a perfect life for us.
他的完美的生活，
he had perfect obedience.
他的完美的顺从。他对神完美的顺从和完美的生命。
And he died an innocent man.
他是一个无罪的人死在十字架上。
So he could take our guilt upon himself.
他把我们的罪放在他的身上。
And give us a cup of his righteousness.
来交换我们的不义。
And that's why I love Jesus.
这就是耶稣对我们的爱。
Because without him, I have no hope.
因为没有他，我就没有希望。
And without what Jesus has given you, you have no hope.
没有耶稣所为你，所跟你交换的，你也没有希望。
Because one day we're going to stand before God.
有一天我们要站在神的面前。
And we're going to have to give him the cup of our life.
我们要把我们生命的杯要交，要献在神的面前。
And you can face him if you want with your righteousness, but it's going to repulse him.
如果你用你自己生命的杯去献上去，你只能得到神的厌弃。
And trying to earn his favor is ridiculous.
你想靠自己来挣这样的义，这是没有办法做到的。
It's absurd.
这是很绝对做不到的。
It's going to make him want to throw up.
这只能让神把它吐出来。
But because of what Jesus has done,
但是因为耶稣为我们所成就的，
we can face him with a cup of Jesus' blood.
我们可以面对他，当我们可以献上耶稣为我们他的血为我们所成就的，我们可以面对神。
And we can take in faith what Jesus has given us.
我们可以信耶稣所给我们的，
just like the servant.
就好像这个佣人。
And we can present it to God.
我们把它献给神。
And God will drink it.
神就可以喝下它。
And say, you brought the good wine.
神就会说，你献上了好的酒。
It is satisfying to me.
让我很满意。
And anything short of the perfection of Jesus Christ.
任何比耶稣基督的义，不及于耶稣基督义的。
We are going to fall so short.
我们都会对神有亏欠。
And I want you to know that that is available to you.
我想让你知道的是，这个是我们可以得到的。
Jesus has made it your free gift.
神他耶稣基督他给了我们这样一个免费的礼物。
Because of what he's done on the cross for you.
因为他在十字架上所成就的。
So you don't have to ascend to heaven to earn your salvation.
所以你不需要自己去努力的来得到这样的救赎。
Or descend to hell to earn your salvation.
或者是降到地狱里面去来挣这样的救赎。
It is given to us because of what Jesus has done.
他给我们是因为耶稣基督为我们所成就的。
And because of that, I love him.
因为这个，所以我爱他。
Because he is our only hope.
因为他是我唯一的希望。
He is our only chance.
他是我们唯一的机会。
And he has the only thing that will satisfy God.
他有唯一让神能够满意的。
So don't try to earn your way to God.
不要靠自己。
By righteous acts.
让你自己靠你自己行的义。
Because it's not going to work.
因为这不会成功。
But humbly accept what Jesus has done.
谦卑地接受耶稣为我们所成就的。
I have to thank him for it every day.
我每一天都要想这件事情。
And that's what helps me be in awe of Jesus Christ.
这样他就会帮助我去爱我们在十字架上的主。
Because I am constantly thinking about what he's done for me on the cross.
因为我常常想他为我在十字架上所成就的。
And it is something that we should never stop being in awe of. It is something that we should never stop being in awe of.
这个是我们要一直敬畏的。
That an incredible God would die for worthless sinners.
我们在天上大能的神，他降到世上为我们死在十字架上。
So that we might be righteous.
这样我们可以称义。
And we might be able to partake in eternal life with God.
我们可以在天上和他有一个共享的生命。
So meditate on that every day.
每天思考这个问题。
Let that fill your heart.
让它充满你的心。
And I promise.
我保证。
That you will begin to speak about it to your friends.
你就会对你的朋友说这件事情。
And I promise that you will love God more.
我也保证你每一天会更多的爱神。
Because you respond to what he has done.
因为你对他有反应。
You don't need to work up love for God in your heart.
你并不需要强迫你的心去爱神。
But just daily hit your knees and thank him for what he has done.
每一天你就想一想神为你所成就的。
And be in awe of his cross.
敬畏他在十字架上所成就的。
Because without it, we don't stand a chance.
因为没有他所做的，我们没有任何一点机会。
So pray with me.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you so much for Jesus Christ.
主啊，神啊，我们谢谢你，为耶稣基督谢谢你。
God, He is our only hope.
主啊，他是我们唯一的希望。
God, we thank you so much that we don't have to face you with our righteousness.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因着耶稣基督，我们就可以不用面对你的愤怒。
God, I thank you that I don't have to face you with what is in my cup.
我们可以不用面对我们杯里所有的。
But God, because of what Jesus has done,
因着耶稣基督为我们所成就的，
I can take in faith,
我可以有这样的信心，
a cup of His righteousness,
我们有着他的杯，
and I can present it to you,
我们凭着他的义来到你的面前，
on the day that I die,
当我死的那一天，
and you have earned my salvation,
你为我们成就了这样的，
and you have earned everyone in this room's salvation,
为每一个在这个屋子里的人的拯救。
So thank you, Jesus.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
God, there is no other way,
没有其他的办法，
but what you have done on the cross,
除了在十字架上所成就的以外。
So we thank you for your love,
我们谢谢你的爱。
We thank you for your forgiveness,
我们谢谢你的恩典，你的原谅。
We thank you for giving us hope,
我也谢谢你的赦免，我们谢谢你的希望。
And we pray that you will help us to share that hope with other people,
我们真是求你，你教导我们，让我们把你这样的恩典和其他人分享。
And we pray that you'll help us to get in awe of you every day.
我们祈求你，让我们每一天都敬畏你所行的。
So Lord, we thank you for your cross. We thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你，谢谢你的十字架，谢谢你的话。
And we thank you for what Jesus has done.
谢谢你，我们的主耶稣为我们所成就的。
We pray these things in His name.
在凭主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks to Pastor Charlie. That's a wonderful message.
非常有帮助，非常有启发性。
Very encouraging.
大家可能还不太熟悉Charlie.
Maybe not everyone know Pastor Charlie.
Charlie 是Deer Lakes United Methodist Church 青年施工牧师。
Charlie 牧师他是Deer Lake 为你公会教会的青年事工。
他是在苏佩恩接受耶稣基督信仰上有诸多的帮助。
He had a lot of encouragement for Brother Samuel and lead him in the journey of faith.
我们很感谢查理来我们这里给我们传讲的信息。
We thanks for him, thank him to bring this wonderful message to us.
也希望今后能经常在这里看到你。
We would hope that we would see you here many more times.
Okay, 好。